This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1350. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded March 13th, new shortwave stations to and from Africa, upcoming A07 schedules from Europe, how to QSL Myanmar, more on Micronesia, personnel changes at BBG and VOA, new daylight shifting schedules from North America, Colombia's leader is back, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, DX Mix News in Bulgarian says there's a new station broadcasting in the Hausa language, sponsored by the Transmitter Documentation Project, TDP, which is actually a broker for opposition stations. This one is called Radio SAA, that's S-A-A. It transmits via TDF in Issoudun, France, at 16 to 17 UT on Wednesdays and Saturdays only, on 15180 with 500 kilowatts. However, DX Mix News, when they monitored it, March 7th, we're hearing only music. On March 10th, however, Anker Petersen in Denmark says he was hearing a Hausa announcement and African songs at 1625 until sign-off at 1700. But there's big news of a little station in the Central African Republic. Sent on to us first by Bruce Acheson in Alberta and Alakesh Gupta in India, originating with HCJB Global, one of their press releases. Dateline Boali, B-O-A-L-I, in the CAR, 6 years of planning and praying, culminated March 1st, as Integrated Community Development International, ICDI, officially began broadcasting the gospel via shortwave with help from HCJB. That is, the equipment came from the HCJB Technology Center in Elkhart, Indiana. The station broadcasts on 6030 kHz, 8 hours daily in French and three African languages, Sango, Akka, and Fulfulde. It's a 1,000-watt transmitter, and they said they immediately started getting cell phone calls from 10 towns across the country as soon as they went on the air, some as far away as 300 miles. The antenna, designed at the Technology Center, covers an area almost the size of a football field when fully assembled. They don't explain whether they're talking about a soccer field or an American-type football field. However, that description leads us to believe it's a lazy H antenna, that is, near vertical incidence, which HCJB engineers have been pushing and installing at various other remote missionary stations. It's an anti-DX design, maximizing vertical incidence and minimizing low-angle radiation, which is, of course, preferable for long-distance reception. But nevertheless, some DXers will eventually pull it in. No reports yet. If I were picking a frequency for my new station, even in Africa, 6030 would be close to my last choice, with megawatts of Dentro-Cuban jamming and Radio Marti on that frequency for much of the day. Unless I could be sure those would not be propagating when I'm on the air, but the initial press release did not give any times. DXing.info followed up on this story and found out from Kurt Bender at HCJB in Indiana that the transmission hours in UT are 05 to 08 and 16 to 20 Monday to Friday. Nor did the initial publicity actually give the name of the station. It can be referred to as Radio ICDI, but Henrik Clemens in Sweden says, at least in one of the local languages, it's called Radio Tumayere. I'll spell that T-U-M-A-Y-E-R-E. Propagationally, the best opportunity for us to hear this in North America would be at sign-on 0500. However, six nights a week, that frequency is totally blocked by Radio Marti and jamming, except on UT Mondays when they both take a silent period. So I suggest everyone try to hear it. This first Monday we had an opportunity, March 12th. I tuned in but was not able to hear it. Not really surprised. I was instead hearing the 100-watt station in Calgary, CFVP. Itself quite a nice DX sketch, but it's much closer and many of us have already heard it. As for the scheduled evening broadcast at 16 to 20 UT, 6030 has other interference problems, in Europe at least, and I should think they would bleed over into Africa, into its coverage area. According to HFCC, BBC is broadcasting via Oman at 16:30 to 21 UT on 6030. That's aimed 305 degrees. And they also have a listing, but I've not heard it confirmed yet, of Voice of Russia via Kaliningrad, 17 to 22 UT on 6030. So there might be a chance for Radio ICDI to be in the clear from 16 to 16:30, but that's a bit early for it to be propagating. DXing.info gives the email address for the station, radioidci@gmail.com. But I assume that's a typo for radioicdi@gmail.com. Via Jose Bueno in Spain, Noticias Dequis, we have the new A07 schedule for Radio Exterior de España. I notice that the English broadcast to North America at midnight UT, according to this, will be staying on 6055. For the past several years, they've insisted on going way up to 15385 at the end of March, when it's usually not propagating. That frequency's okay at midsummer, but they really need something in between for best coverage of North America. In any event, staying on 6055 for the time being. This also mentions a special broadcast Spain has for Lebanon in Spanish. In the A07 season, it'll be on 15345 until 22 UT. The start time depends on the day of the week, Monday through Friday from 18, Saturday from 17, and Sunday from 1400. Now, I believe this is the broadcast which we have been hearing already in this season on 12045 and lasting 1 hour later during standard time until 2300. Unfortunately, 15345 during those hours will be colliding with Argentina's external service to Europe. There's a small chance that the schedule may be wrong or perhaps will be modified. They continue to list a broadcast twice a week in German to Europe, which Wolfgang Büschel assures us has been off the air since August of 04. Why is Spain broadcasting to Lebanon in particular? They have a contingent of peacekeeping forces there, Jose Miguel Romero confirms, and so does Jose Bueno. A few weeks ago, we had reports that Deutsche Welle would be making drastic changes in its English programming for the A07 season, eliminating longer feature programs. As Richard Cuff points out on the SW programs list, it appears it will not really be that much different. They posted their new program schedule, and although they will have half an hour of news on the hour, many of the second halves of hours will continue to present various feature programs, including one of our favorites, A World of Music. In BDXC UK, Paul Gager in Austria forwards a schedule he received from Csaba Bonki in Hungary of Radio Budapest, new A07 schedule. By A07, of course, I mean going into effect Sunday, March 25th. The English portion of that schedule is as follows. Sundays only at 15 to 15:30 to Europe on 6025 and 9610. The remaining broadcasts are 7 days a week, 19 to 19:30, 3975 and 6025. 21 to 21:30, 6025 and 9525. To North America at 01 to 1:30, 6040 and 0230 to 03 on 6195. Hector Frias in Chile and Dmitry Kutuzov in Russia send DX Listening Digest the A07 schedule of Radio Bulgaria. Here are the English hours. Well, some of them are half hours. And as always, the frequencies end in 00, so I'll express them in megahertz. To Europe, 0630-7 on 9.6 and 11.6, 1130-12 on 11.7 and 15.7. 17:30 to 18 on 5.9 and 9.6, 21 to 22, 5.9 and 9.7. to North America, 23 to midnight, and 02 to 03 on 9.7 and 11.7 megahertz. Wolfgang Büschel adds that on July 1st, Radio Bulgaria will be adding 6 half-hour daily broadcasts in Arabic. And the Radio Varna program on UT Sunday into Monday will be on 9900, starting in A07 between 21 and 03 UT. With fingers crossed, we think that SVO, Olympia Radio in Greece, may have finally managed to solve the problem of the transmitter cutting off the air every few seconds during relays of the Voice of Greece. As of March 11th, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says 11645 was staying on the air, and I found the same when I checked 15630 on March 12th at 1414. All India Radio Guwahati continues to jump back and forth between two frequencies on the 60-meter band. Nominal is 4940, but once again on March 8th, Gautam Sharma reported hearing them on 4900 at 1344. According to a report, he sent on to Alakesh Gupta of DX India. Via Zaharias Langos in Greece, Asian Tribune reported March 10th that the Tamil Tigers are pirates and they're broadcasting illegally on the Intelsat 12 satellite without proper authorization. Intelsat, based in New York, told Asian Tribune LTTE is not a customer and they are pirates. On March 4th, LTE news websites reported that Voice of the Tigers, the official broadcast of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, began satellite broadcast to South Asia starting that day. But Asian Tribune reported March 5th, pro-LTTE websites report launching of the satellite broadcast with a misleading statement that the radio service will use similar frequencies used by the National Television of Tamil Eelam. On Eurostar at 11506 gigahertz, symbol rate 2894 vertical. Diam Beaver, a spokesperson for Intelsat, said we're taking action to cease their transmission soon. Intelsat went private in January of 05 and has no Sri Lankan investment shares since that time. Furthermore, it acquired Panamsat last July, and National Television of Tamil Eelam might have come to share quietly the Intelsat 12 satellite. Well, this is all rather confusing and not entirely clear to me, and probably not to you, but Kai Ludwig in Germany explains. Referring to the comprehensive satellite info at lingsat.com, there is nothing misleading about the quoted LTTE announcement. It shows that the radio station is multiplexed with a TV signal on 11.506 gigahertz. LTTE have not only this signal on the India beam running on Intelsat 12. In addition, the TV programs are also on the satellite's European beam, 11.548 gigahertz vertical. But unlike the signal on the India beam, encrypted. So, for whom is this transmission meant? Jeff White of Radio Miami International gives the A07 schedule for Minivan Radio for the Maldive Islands. Starting March 25th, via T-Systems in Germany, they'll be at 16 to 17 UT daily, as now, but on a different frequency, 11725 from Jülich. You're listening to World of Radio 1350. Check our website for much more, worldofradio.org. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support to Ann Finelli in Elma, New York, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. And thanks also to Ann for saying it's in appreciation of the invaluable, unique service you provide us fellow radio enthusiasts. Your emphasis on accuracy is so important. DX Mix News in Bulgaria gives us a frequency change. Voice of Russia has just made March 13th for English to Western North America at 02 to 06 UT. It had been on 13665 via Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky, but now it's on 13735 via Vladivostok. Alex Ranis in West Virginia says, I got some nice QSLs recently, including one from Myanmar, after at least 25 years of reports. I decided to send this one out via registered mail with return receipt, and included some Myanmar stamps. I had to get them from a dealer in Thailand, plus 3 international reply coupons, $1, and a Harper's Ferry postcard, and reports from 2 separate days, the first for 5986 and the other for 5040, and retuning to 5986 at 1200. 5 weeks later, when I was starting to wonder if my letters were even getting through to Myanmar, I got the return receipt back with no signature yet, but a couple of official-looking stamps in the Myanmar alphabet. The next afternoon, I noticed in my mailbox that I had a registered letter from U Koko Twai, the very signer for Myanmar Radio. The QSL included a very nice multicolor folder card and a personal letter from him, who seems to take pride in verifying reports. And he said, "It's the first time I've received your letter. I always reply to letters from our radio listeners. Perhaps this is another case like Nepal, where a report by registered mail was necessary to get a QSL. This was his 211th country verified. This appears to be the season for picking up Australia's Northern Territory stations by long path on 60 meters in North America." Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania reports to Hardcore DX, hearing VLAT 4910, March 10th, at 2135 to 2140, and a nice ID at 2200. Also on 4835 in parallel, VL8A. However, 4910 had some CODAR interference. 4835 interference from Mali, and the third one, 5025, was blocked by Cuba and Benin. 4910 faded out and was last heard around 2250. Apparently it's a path across the Indian Ocean, across Africa, and the Atlantic. Although we had information about the following stations several months ago in DX Listening Digest, some DXers in North America have just discovered them, the weather stations in Australia, VMW and VMC. Edward Kusilik in Alberta has been monitoring them. They have brief weather broadcasts on upper sideband at many different times. On 6230 at 13 UT, he heard VMW in Western Australia with a weather report for Northern Territory and coastal areas. Also heard at 1330 with another such report. Then the other station, VMC in Queensland, was on 6507 and 8176, also with weather for its part of the country at 1330 until 1354. Here's more about last week's item of PMA, Pacific Missionary Aviation, testing on shortwave 4755 from Micronesia. DXing.info reported on March 4th they'd been in contact with them and found out that the test began February 27th, and regular broadcasts should begin by the end of March. They were surprised to receive many reception reports from Japan, since they expected to cover only Micronesia and the Marshall Islands with 500 watts. Most transmissions will be in English, but also some local languages. Mika Mekalainen of DXing.info also forwards the letter he got from them, saying, "We are still under construction permit and are not on air officially." Check for updates on their website, radio.pmapacific.org. This is yet another station involved with Galcom, whose approach is to hand out fixed-tune radios so people may only listen to the station in question. They published an urgent prayer request mentioning that the shortwave would cover an area of approximately 3,000 miles. That's very ambiguous. Do they mean square miles, or radius, or diameter? Ron Howard points out an updated bit of info on their website, which says they expect to cover a radius of 500 to 1,000 miles. The power is supposedly 500 watts. However, Takahito Akabayashi in Japan says it's 1,000 watts with a quarter-length vertical antenna. And their website also now has a few photographs of their transmitter building and an online reception report form. I see another place on their website it says, "The tests, starting February 26, will last until we get the official license from the Department of Communication, Government of the Federated States of Micronesia. Subscribe to our newsletter to be informed when the radio station has a name, is licensed officially and on air permanently. A 40-foot refrigeration container was converted into a radio station production studio. It's divided into three rooms, a control room, recording room, and a room for the transmitters. The tower is 110 feet high on a concrete foundation next to the station. As the battle for survival of Voice of America English and other broadcasts continues, two significant developments. New VOA director Dan Austin came to the newsroom on March 7th to announce that Alex Belida, B-E-L-I-D-A, former overseas correspondent, who has served in the position of managing editor for several years, will be moving to a new post of senior advisor for news. His tenure in the managing editor spot faced some strong complaints from employees, although he issued a number of statements pledging his commitment to the VOA charter. Questions were asked about his willingness to confront attempts emanating from within the building to limit wide open discussion on certain topics in the news on the VOA Talk to America program. Meanwhile, the End the Loop column of the Washington Post, March 7th, reports that James Glassman, television pundit who's been with the American Enterprise Institute, may be moving into the chairmanship of the Broadcasting Board of Governors. The union, AFGE Local 1812, is not at all happy about what's happening there. You can read the winter 2007 edition of their News and Views in DX Listening Digest 7032 or at www.afge1812.org. Here are just a few brief excerpts of the points they make. It is up to all of us to alert Congress as to the stupidity of proposed cuts. The board continues to make colossal errors in judgment. Congress needs to take a serious look at how the board continues to get it so wrong. The proposed cut of the Uzbek service is astonishing. Did you know that's spoken in northern Afghanistan? How about the Hindi service? Did you know there are more Muslims in India than in Pakistan? What about Russian? Over 60 million Russian-speaking Muslims in the former Soviet Union. The Cantonese service. Why did China stop being the largest communist nation on earth? And any process that concludes the English language is just another language is absurd and idiotic. The U.S. Office of Personnel Management conducted a survey, and they found that compared with other federal workers, the 1,582 of us at BBG headquarters and field offices came in 42nd or dead last in so many areas that we lost count. At least Director Austin is a full and engaged participant. He's listening. It's a start. It doesn't take a big bucks outside consultant to figure out why morale is at rock bottom or beneath the rock. Because of the early shift to DST, which we mentioned last week, some North American stations on shortwave have already changed their scheduling. WRMI in Miami has moved some of the programs around during the morning block at 13 to 16 UT on 7385. That's because Radio Prague has shifted from 15 to 14 UT. Jeff White provided a new schedule, details of which RNDX Listening Digest 7034. Please note that starting March 25th, the first hour at 13 to 14 UT will go away as WRMI can no longer use that frequency. And, of course, along with it, the programs during that hour, such as World of Radio Mondays at 13:30. Our other time during that block is Thursdays at 14:30 UT. Also, Saturdays at 13:30, and a new time on Sundays, 1500. The other broadcasts of World of Radio on WRMI, 9955, have shifted 1 hour earlier to Saturdays at 21:30 and Sundays at 0800. The World Radio Network relays have shifted to 21 to 01 UT on weekdays only, starting with half an hour from RTE in Ireland on 7385. Last week, we mentioned that WBOH in North Carolina, 5920, was putting out spurs at approximately plus and minus 30 kilohertz, interfering with several other stations. We contacted the station directly, and we're glad to hear that they apparently have solved the problem. Chief Engineer David Gernoski explains that they had had an antenna system problem and returned to the air when the problems arose. He says, I verified the noted spurs on 5890 and 5950. Since receiving your mail, we installed a new exciter. We checked again and noted no more interference. We'll be monitoring the situation. Feel free to contact us if you find any other problems. Although it did not appear last week, check for World of Radio at our new time on KAIJ 9480, Thursdays at 1500 UT. All our WWCR times have shifted one UT hour earlier, and there's a different frequency, as always happens on Fridays at 2030 UT, now again on 15825. The Saturday broadcast, which would have been appearing at 1630 on 12160, has been showing up sporadically, and we're not sure if we'll continue at that time. Our first shortwave broadcast each week is on WBCQ, Wednesdays at 2200 UT on 7415. A special medium wave DX test is scheduled for early Monday morning, March 19th, from KMTI 650 kHz in Manti, Utah, running 10 kilowatts. It's from midnight to 2 a.m. Mountain Time, or 06 to 08 UT, including Morse code IDs, sweep tones, and voice IDs. Due to the DST shift, Radio Canada International has already changed some frequencies, as well as moving shows 1 hour earlier to the U.S., that multilingual service, 1105 to 1405 UT, now on 7325. At 1405 to 2105 on 9515, including English hours at 1405, 1605, and 1705. They remain on 6100 at 2105 to 2305, and 9755 at 2305 to 0305, including English during the first 1 hour or two. Thanks to Dragan Lekic in Serbia for news about that. Clara Listenspreken googled up a recent newspaper photo of Rudy Espinal, one of our favorite shortwave hosts of yesteryear in the Dominican Republic. It seems now he's a director of tour information of the Caribbean Traveling Network. A link to the page is in DX Listening Digest 7033. Manuel Mendez in Spain discovered Colombia's Radio Líder back on the air March 10th on 6139.8. During any darkness hour, you may hear it well, as we do. It was still on the air March 13th, but maybe for not much longer. If it follows its usual pattern of on the air for less than a week and off the air for several months. HCJB began carrying out some more DRM tests March 6th, prompted by the winter SWL Fest, 15200 in the daytime, which I'm still hearing on March 13th, and 9595 in the evening, which does block some other signals on the same or adjacent frequencies. Even if you're not set up for DRM reception, you might let HCJB know if you find them interfering with analog broadcasts. It's only a 4 kilowatt transmitter, they say, but the antenna gain must be pretty good, judging from the strength of the buzz. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 13th. Solar activity very low. Geomagnetic field unsettled to minor storms March 14th and 15th, 26th, 27th, April 2nd, 3rd, 8th, and 9th. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 March 27th and April 9th, 15 and 5 April 2nd. Solar flux steady at 75 throughout. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1350.